الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our cherisher, our provider, and the only entity entitled to worship. Thereafter, we send our most choicest salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his companions, upon his spouses, and upon every believer to come till the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, you are all aware of the tragic incident which took place in Christchurch, New Zealand last week. In a masjid of theirs, a simple masjid, mainly populated by refugees and newcomers to that land, we heard that a lone wolf, a terrorist, a gunman, walked into that masjid and butchered 50 of our brothers and sisters in Islam, without any remorse in his heart. Subhanallah, you need to be something else. You need to be something else to spill the blood of another person. Sometimes we get cut at home, and what pain that brings to the heart. Imagine walking into a worship home, may it be a church, may it be a synagogue, may it be a social house, or may it be a masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walking there and butchering 50 people. Not only that, the ulama, they said, don't watch the video, brothers and sisters. But Madhar, he was naive and he looked at the video. The person had so much enmity in his heart that after he went into the masjid, killed everyone there, one time he walked back into the masjid and made sure those kills were confirmed. For a second time, he put a bullet into each and every body there, and people who were surrounding the masjid as well. My brothers and sisters, this is not a new phenomenon. Allah Almighty speaks about this phenomenon in the Quran to extents that you and I could never even imagine. Allah says, وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ. They plotted, they have their plots, and Allah has also plotted. But Allah says, be careful. وَإِن كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. Their plots are so severe that if their plot was to be given an image, mountains, subhanAllah, I just flew over BC a few weeks ago. Barren land, nobody's occupying it, full of huge mountains. Allahu Akbar, Allah says, وَإِن كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. The plots of certain individuals with hatred in their hearts, animosity in their lives, is such that if it was to be given a form, even mountains would have turned into dust. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that closure. He gives us that compassion in the Quran. What does he say? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. Don't think Allah is unaware of what oppressors are committing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is leaving them for that day, the day of judgment, wherein all eyes will be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein hearts will be trembling. And Allah will take every single action to task. You never know. Sometimes perpetrators like these, Allahu A'lam in the case of this person, but sometimes these people are the first ones who accept Islam. Look at the example of Khalid bin Walid, the disaster that he caused in the battle of Uhud, but then he became Saifullah, the sword of Allah. But you see, sometimes people have no remorse. That this individual was standing in the court and still making his, you know, white nationalist signs and smiling in front of the judge. My brothers and sisters, the sin of killing in Islam is so severe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا.
Whoever kills an innocent soul without any right, it is as if that person has butchered all of humanity. Can you go? Can you imagine yourself going to each and every person of this world, the Muslim of this world, the non-Muslim of this world, the children and the elderly and the women folk of this world, and taking the life of each and every person? You cannot imagine doing this. Allah says killing one soul is as if you butchered all of humanity. And letting one soul live, it's as if you have let all of humanity live. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, this is not a new phenomenon. Islam has experienced bigotry since the first day. You look at the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Could there be any graver tragedy than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being stoned? Could there be any graver tragedy than our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came as a mercy to mankind? Could there be a greater tragedy than him losing his children for the sake of this deen? There can be no greater tragedy than when we reflect upon what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. Yet he persevered. He was patient. He stood his grounds. When he went to Ta'if, he invited the people to one Allah. Long story short, they rejected and they formed two lines. Two lines of individuals in the valleys of Ta'if, the children, the elderly, you name it, the people. And those people were ordered to stone Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his way out. Zayd radiallahu anhu was with him at that moment. He said, "What are you doing stoning this man? What are you doing? He's calling you towards one Allah and you're stoning him?" To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bled so profusely that the blood clotted his shoes. The blood went into his shoes, and his shoes were stuck with that blood. At that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with the angel of the mountains. And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, if you wish, this is the angel of the mountains here with me. He can squish this nation into smithereens and they will be no more. What have they done to you?" And this, prior to this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua to Allah. This is the dua that we should all be echoing here today. My brothers, it's high time. It's time to wake up. Take Islam to your workplaces. Take that character of Islam to your schools. Take Islam to your shopping malls. Live as a Muslim so you die as a Muslim. Rasulullah made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prior to the angels descending. What did he say? إِلَى مَنْ تَكِلْنِي. Ya Allah, who are you leaving me to? Long dua. And then at the end of the dua, he says, إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ بِكَ عَلَيَّ غَضَبٌ فَلَا أُبَالِي. If you are not angry with me, Allah, then I don't care of what's happening to me. If you don't care, if you don't, you're not angry with me, then I don't care about what's happening to me. After this, the angels came down. And they requested the Prophet ﷺ, or they approached the Prophet ﷺ, they appealed to him. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "No. How can I ever wish for an entire nation to be destroyed? If they don't accept Islam, then maybe somebody amidst their progeny will accept Islam. And they will be a means of goodness in this world." And this is what happened. After Fathu Mecca, this entire nation accepted Islam. And they produced the likes of Muhammad bin Qasim and Tariq bin Ziyad and others who conquered Spain and who conquered Muslim lands. India. If it wasn't for these Sahaba, none of you would, from the Indo-Pak background, would probably be Muslim. They came and, you know, they spread the message of peace in our lands. Like I said, brothers, once again, it's not a new phenomenon. Look at the early Muslims. Let's take the example of Yasir radiallahu anhu and his wife Sumayya. they were shown such an image of bigotry that Sumayya radiallahu anha, being a woman, the first martyr of Islam, Allahu Akbar, how was she killed? Abu Jahl, may Allah's curse be upon him, the enemy of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, هذا فرعون هذه الأمة. This Abu Jahl is the Fir'aun of my ummah. Abu Jahl and the people around him, they actually took spears. And they, how can I mention the words? Allahu Akbar. How do I say this story? Where do I get the heart to say this story? They took that spear and put it on the, you know, penetrated that spear through the most sensitive parts of Sumayya's body. This was the hatred that these people had for Islam. Yasir died shortly. At that time, the Muslims had no treasure except sabr. Their son Ammar radiallahu anhu comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in tears. The only gift that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has to give him is sabran ya Ammar. Sabran ya ala Yasir. فَإِنَّ مَوْعِدَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Be patient, O family of Yasir, because your abode is Jannah for what you went through. Never ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you see tyranny prevailing in this earth. Always keep your hope. Khabbab radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu was once sitting with Khabbab and he started tearing. He saw the back of Khabbab and he said, O Khabbab, what a back you have. He said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, what to tell you? O Umar ibn al-Khattab, what to tell you? When it was high time, when the Muslims were being tortured, I would literally be roasted like a lamb on the fire. The mushrikun would tie me up on a log and put me over fire. And the fat burning from my back would extinguish that fire. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is not a back of an average person. This is a back of somebody who sacrificed for Islam. And this is what gave the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the bravery to say when they met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, how did you wake up today? They would say, we woke up full of iman. Can any of us here say that? If not, then try, my brothers and sisters. Endeavor. You never know what could happen in our world, in our personal lives. Alhamdulillah, we see the policemen and the authorities there as a means of protecting us. But you never know what could happen in your personal life. It's time to wake up. All those brothers and sisters who are lost, it's time to come back home. If you're already at home, then stay there. I'm referring to Islam as home. My brothers and sisters, what happened in New Zealand reminds me of a verse in the Quran. Allah says, with regards to the waqi'ah, the situation of ifk, when Aisha radiallahu anha was accused by the munafiqun of zina. Allah says in these verses, Allah revealed 18 or 17 verses proving the innocence of Aisha radiallahu anha. And among these verses, Allah says, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم. Do not think that this incident was negative for you, bad for you. Rather, it encompassed much goodness. Now let me tell you the lessons, a lot of lessons that we can learn from the Christchurch mosque attack, which bring about so much goodness and light into the great things that happened. Number one, I'll skim through them very briefly, we don't have much time. People have come to the realization, the majority of the world have come to the realization that terrorists are not only brown or Arab, or Indian, or Pakistani, or Afghani, or people who look like me. Rather, individuals who don't look like us could be at times terrorists as well. And this is realized now at a mass scale, because this killing happened at a mass scale. Number two, we as Muslims realize that not all non-Muslims are bigoted. And this should have been a realization we should have had from before. But there are, unfortunately, still some naive Muslims who have this thought that, oh, every non-Muslim is bad. No. Now we understand that there's good among all and there's bad among all as well. There's bad people at times and there's good people. Props, kudos to Prime Minister Jacinda, who stood up, subhanAllah, and she supported the Muslim community and New Zealanders and people around the world at large. Women came out wearing hijabs, Allahu Akbar. And they promoted this idea, wear hijabs now on this day. And many of them, they attended the Jumu'ah prayer. The Imam, who was a witness to the shooting, led that Jumu'ah prayer. The Adhan was broadcasted around the world. What goodness came about from this evil act? This is why I echo the words of Allah when I talk about non-Muslims and I say, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. They are not all the same, just as not all Muslims are the same. Allah says, from among the Ahlul Kitab, from the people of the book, are individuals who stay up at night reflecting upon the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they hear about the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they tear. Who knew that one day in New Zealand, a small land, one day there would be a state funeral, or state Jumu'ah, I should say, and the commencement of that Jumu'ah would be by the Prime Minister quoting a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Arabic language. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters, another lesson that we learn from this is people who you would never think would come together, came together. Gangs made tawbah of their gangdom, of their gangship, of their crimes. They touched noses with each other. And gangs, I'm not talking about police, I'm talking about gangs in New Zealand, said that we are no longer going to commit crime and we are going to be there on Fridays protecting the Muslim community on the day of Jumu'ah. If this is not a miracle, then tell me what is. Sheikh Umar Sulaiman, I met him before he left. Hafizahullah. He was in New Zealand. He went to support the Muslim community there. In one of, just one, the first janazah that took place, 50 people embraced Islam. Just the first janazah. And multiple people embraced Islam around the world because of this situation. This is bringing the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to life, where he says, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ. This matter of Islam will reach all corners, just as the night and day reach all corners of this world. لَا يَبْقَى بَيْتُ He says, وَلَا يَتْرُكُ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينِ. There will be no solid home, no mansion, nor any hut, except Islam will enter into that home. بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ Through the respect of Aziz. This can have many meanings. Inshallah, we'll go through it another time. Another lesson that we learned is Allah exposed the faces and the identities of bigots and hate-filled political rhetoric and the politicians who fuel that rhetoric. Allah exposed those faces, bringing the verse of the Quran to life where Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who disbelieve and are rebellious, they're bigoted, they're anti-Islam, they're Islamophobic. يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ They spend their wealth, $200 billion industry, لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ to prevent from the path of Allah, to speak bad about Islam. Look at the numbers, how much money people are making just by speaking bad about Islam and putting, you know, bad images of Islam on news headlines. I believe it's a $200 billion industry if you put it all together. Allahu a'lam. This is just a number that I came across. Allah says, فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةٌ ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ They will spend this wealth against Islam in animosity of Islam. Then this same wealth will be a hasra for them. It will be a regret for them. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ And they'll be overpowered. They will be overpowered. And you see that image happening. where individuals, they understand the reality of, you know, what's happening in this world. My brothers and sisters, Allah says thereafter, لِيُمَيِّزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. At the end of the day, on the day of judgment, and prior to that in this world, Allah will distinguish between khabith, vile, and goodness. And you will see it. And we've all seen it. My brothers and sisters, there are many more lessons that we can talk about. But the biggest lesson that we should get all of this is enough is enough. It's time to wake up. Embrace your faith. I know we can be called Muslims. I'm Madhar. My brothers, Abrar. We have sisters, Munira and Fatima. We can all be names, Muslims by names. But let it not be what the Prophet ﷺ describes as لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه. Nothing will remain of Islam except names. فلان وفلان وفلان. This has no value in the sight of Allah. If you're madhar, then be that portrayal, appearance. Madhar means appearance. Be an appearance of Islam. If you're Nuruddin, then be that Nuruddin. If you're Harith, then be a protector of Islam. Be that protector of Islam. You don't need to go out on the streets and say, brother, become Muslim. Brother, become Muslim. Sister, become Muslim. Jane, accept Islam. Give that message of Islam through your conduct and character. And once in a while, put a word in there, in your workplaces. Make this a benchmark that you will, you know, salute to. You'll endeavor for in your workplaces, in your schools, as I mentioned, in wherever you may be. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Umar radiallahu anhu says, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَإِنِ ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. We are a nation. Allah gave us respect through Islam. And if we try to find respect by other means, Allah will disgrace us. Don't try to be like another person. I recorded a message which I'll, inshallah, send out to all of you one of these days. Be yourself. Be yourself in limits of good morals and good principles, and you will be successful. You will be a key to goodness and a lock to evil. Just a few concluding messages. Don't be afraid. The point of terrorism is to make you act with fear. Don't fear. Understand Allah is your ultimate protector, and He has your back. He has your side. And if possibly something happens and you lose your life, then you are in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Speak out against hate more and more among circles, with your non-Muslim colleagues, with people who are not educated about Islam. Some Muslims don't even know that, non-Muslims don't even know that we revere Jesus and Moses, peace and blessings upon them. Subhanallah, so go out there. Another thing is, don't lose hope, my brothers and sisters. We know that it contradicts Iman to lose hope. Allah says, لَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only the rebellious and the unthankful and the disbelieving individuals lose hope in Allah. Keep that hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strong. Another thing that we should learn, it might seem small to many, but learn the du'as of leaving your homes. Learn the du'as of protection. Learn the du'as and the verses of the Qur'an, which will be a means of protecting you, and teach this to your children. If you don't know about Islam, then educate yourself. Educate yourself and feel that comfort that many people around the world are feeling by embracing and practicing this beautiful faith of Islam. And finally, my brothers and sisters, make lots of du'a for the ummah. Wake up for tahajjud. Wallah, wake up for tahajjud. If you're not praying your five daily prayers, start praying your five daily prayers. If you are praying your five daily prayers, pray your night prayers. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, one of his students came to him to seek hadith. And this student, days passed by. He would wake up for Fajr, but he wouldn't wake up for Qiyamul Layl. He wouldn't wake up for Tahajjud. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, in a surprising manner, went to this student and he told him, تطلب الحديث ولا تتهجد. You seek the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, but you don't perform tahajjud. Meaning the tahajjud, the qiyamul layl, will help you. It will establish a good, balanced life for you. It will get your prayers answered when Allah, as it befits Him, comes down to the the first heavens and asks us, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِي مَسْأَلَتَهُ. Is there anyone who wishes to ask? Let me fulfill their request. هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anybody who wants to seek forgiveness? I will forgive them. Establish the pillars of Islam, the pillars of your life will be established. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us good Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon all those who are killed innocently in our world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namely in this khutbah, to have mercy upon the shuhada of New Zealand and accept them as martyrs. And we ask Allah to grant all of us Jannat al-Firdaus with our iyyak. الحمد لله الواحد المنعم والصلاة والسلام على محمد سيد الأنام وعلى آله وصحبه الكرام وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما دام يجري هذا النظام. My brothers and sisters, I'm about to tell you a bitter reality. There are many in our community who say that nothing is happening in the masjid. There's no endeavors which are taking place, you know, for the youth or for the women or for the brothers and sisters. But when it comes time where those endeavors are fulfilled, they are not seen. Establish the masjid. Establish yourself in the masjid even more. This is the quality of the believers, my brothers and sisters. When will this happen if it doesn't happen in our lifetimes? Who is going to come and populate the masjids if we don't? Do you know it's among the signs of Qiyamah that the masajid, عَامِرَةٌ وَهِيَ خَرَابٌ مِّنَ الْهُدَى. They will be like mansions, but they will be vain of guidance, empty. Come to the masjid, at least for one salah with jama'ah, with your busy daily lives. Allah says in the Qur'an,
إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ.
Those who populate the masajid are those who believe in Allah, and they believe in the hereafter. They establish their prayer, they give their alms, and they fear nobody but Allah. Today, after this incident happened, many are saying, we don't fear, we are strong. Show that you don't fear by coming to the masjid. Coming to the masjid shows the unity of the ummah. Many a times, you don't feel that unity because you never ever see your brothers and sisters around who are actually populating the masjid. But if everyone was to actually populate the masjid, then you would feel like one family, one body, as the Prophet ﷺ describes us as, where if one portion of the body is hurt or in pain, the rest of the body feels that pain. So be that one body, my brothers and sisters, and endeavor to seek strength by means of your worship, your devotion, and your love for one and all. If till today you have hatred in your heart for another Muslim, remove that hatred, because you never know what is going to happen to you, or you never ever know what's going to happen in this world. Remove hatred. Make dua for people who you hate, because you can never ever make dua for somebody that you hate. You will automatically love them. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. Sorry, I forgot to mention, after the khutbah, after the salatul jumu'ah, we will have a janazah. We will have a janazah prayer, al-ghaib, the absent janazah prayer, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rendered. We will have that prayer for the shuhada, the martyrs of New Zealand, inshallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim tasliman kathiran kathira. Qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tasubbu ashabi, falaw anna ahadakum anfaqa mithla uhudin dhahaba ma balaghat mudda ahadihim wala nasifa. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام خيرا ففقهه في الدين، ومن أراد بالإسلام شرا فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم في بلاد الشام وفي فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم في بورما وفي إفريقيا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. آمين 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 يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.